study has drawn attention to a student-run dental clinic in rural Queensland, which has been providing culturally accessible care to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander clients. The partnership between UQ's School of Dentistry and Aboriginal community-controlled health service Gundeer Health Services has served around 800 First Nations clients since its opening in 2013. Associate Professor Ratilal Lalu from UQ School of Dentistry says Indigenous people suffer more from periodontal disease and tooth loss than non-Indigenous people. Researchers say this partnership could be replicated in allied health fields across the nations.
Chameleon Housing's gala, Housing for Happiness, hosted by developer Ausbuild, raised $110,000 for share housing for homeless youth last Friday. More than 280 people attended the event at Eaton's Hill Hotel, which included an online auction and raffle supported by Moreton Bay Region Industry and Tourism. Ausbuild Joint Managing Director Matthew Bell says that he was happy with the outcome and will be a part of the team moving forward.
In national news, Australian scientists have spotted a rare species of fish that hasn't been seen in over two decades. The narrow-body handfish, or walking fish, has the ability to walk along the ocean floor. The fish was spotted in deep waters near Flinders Island. Experts say the sudden reappearance of the fish could be due to climate change and rising ocean temperatures.
Recent NAPLAN results show 1 in 10 students do not meet NAPLAN standards in literacy and numeracy, and those who are socioeconomically disadvantaged less likely to keep up. New South Wales recorded the highest percentage of students across age groups in the exceeding category for numeracy, grammar and spelling, whilst more than 30% of students in the Northern Territory failed to meet proficiency standards. Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority Chief Executive David D. Cavallo says the results highlight educational disparities from students in non-urban areas, Indigenous Australian heritage, and those with low socio-educational backgrounds.
In international news, protests have emerged in New Zealand in response to a speaker which human rights advocates say is being supported by far-right groups and is spreading dangerous falsehoods. The controversial speaker, who labeled co-governance in New Zealand an elite Maori takeover, has been co-opted on Australian podcasts discussing the Indigenous voice debate and by channels sharing extremist content. According to a Maori advocate, the speaker's tour was motivated in response to Maori to have power to protect and access sacred sites.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a chance of fog in the early morning. It is currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.